personal responsibility and publicly address the concerns that have long plagued resident doctors. He emphasized that the failure of senior ministry officials to provide meaningful solutions only deepens the healthcare crisis in Zambia. Meanwhile, Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has voiced serious concern about the withdrawal of voluntary medical services by resident doctors. Director General Dr. Quince Mwabo warned that this action poses a significant threat to the quality of healthcare services, especially affecting the most vulnerable populations who depend heavily on public health facilities.
We fear that the withdrawal of resident doctors will strain our already overburdened health system, leading to reduced access to essential healthcare services, increasing morbidity and mortality. This will have far-reaching consequences for the health and the well-being of the Zambian people. As an organization with the mandate to ensure quality healthcare provision in hospitals and clinics, we are requesting that His Excellency President Mr. Hage Geingob intervene in this matter and direct the Minister of Health to prioritize the welfare of healthcare workers and the patient they serve. We urge the President to take immediate action to resolve this crisis and ensure that our healthcare system continues to provide essential services to those who need them most.
Brighton Makondo, a Kanyama-based UPND member whose house was destroyed due to political violence in the run-up to the August 2021 elections, will finally be in for a job at Lusaka City Council. And Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata, who received Mr. Makondo, who was reaching out for help to rebuild his house, which once served as a command center for the Nariquanda branch, said Mr. Makondo was a victim whose sad story merited humanitarian assistance. The civic leader added that Mr. Makondo's application letter for employment would be backed by all councillors. Mr. Makondo, who has lodged in his application letter as a general worker, has past experience working as a miner at Nchanga Mine in Tingola on the Copper Belt. Rather, in international news, the Congolese government has banned the media from reporting on the activities of former President Joseph Kabila and interviewing members of his party. This comes after Kabila returned to the Democratic Republic of Congo last month amid heightened tensions between himself and the government led by his successor, President Felix Tshisekedi. The authorities are pushing to prosecute Mr. Kabila amid accusations of treason and alleged links to the M23 rebels, which have been fighting the army, something he has previously denied. Breaches of the ban could result in suspension, according to the head of DR Congo's media regulator, Christian Busembe. Still in international news, Burundians are voting today in the country's first legislative election since 2020, when President Evariste Ndayishimiye came to office. They will be choosing lawmakers to serve on the 1-2-3 seat, that's the 123 seat in the National Assembly, the lower house of parliament. Most members are directly elected via party lists, while the rest are co-opted in order to meet gender and ethnic quotas. The vote that includes local elections is widely seen as a test of Ndayishimiye's leadership. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best quotas Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power and what is we FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Zambian national team coach Wetson Yirenda has urged the Zambian fans to support his lads as they chase twin goals of winning the COSAFA title and preparing for the 2024 African Nations Championships CHAN to be co-host Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania. The Chipolopolo will head into the tournament with a clear mission to secure a record-extending 8th COSAFA Cup title and will compete in Group D, where they will battle Comoros and Botswana for a place in the knockout stages. The Chipolopolo will begin their campaign with a crucial stage, group stage, opener against Comoros tomorrow, before facing Botswana in their second and final group match on Wednesday, June 11th. Only the top team in each group is guaranteed progression to the knockout stage of the regional tournament, which will run until the 15th of June. And on that sporting note, we've come to the end of the Power FM Lunchtime News. For more upfront and reliable news, be sure to follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, hear the headlines once more. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has called for medical support for residents affected by water contamination in Chingola. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has reiterated its call for all unemployed doctors to remain at home. In international news, the Congolese government has banned the media from reporting on the activities of former President Joseph Kabila. And in sports, Wetson Urenda has revealed Zambia's readiness to secure record-extending COSAFA. This has been the Power FM Lunchtime News. For more upfront and reliable news, be sure to follow us on our Facebook page at Power FM Zambia. Thank you for joining us and do have a lovely afternoon.
The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200 and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. Feel the power. 1.3 FM. The Zed Shakedown.
What did you say?
Very careless DJ.
Ma, what did you say?
Very careless DJ.
The Zed Shakedown.
Maybe call me.
Wanga la rola, si chanizane, wanga umoyo nitane, osa kondo chape mbutu chifuwa.